A normally pristine, bright white space at the Arnolfini Modern Art Gallery in Bristol looks more like a second-hand bicycle shop today. There are bits of bikes everywhere, as well as pumps, banners, oil cans, all scattered all over the place, higgledy-piggledy. This is the temporary headquarters of the Laboratory of Insurrectionary Imagination, a group of artists and eco-activists. They are building three prototype bike blocks. These blocks will serve two purposes. They are pieces of art, but once the group is satisfied with them, they plan to build the real things in Copenhagen and use them in acts of civil disobedience at next month's climate change summit. Just give me your name and your title, please.
It's John Jordan, and I'm part of the Laboratory of Insurrectionary Imagination.
And tell us about your bike block project then.
So the bike block is the building of a series of machines of resistance and civil disobedience for the 16th of December day of civil disobedience called Reclaim Power, which is happening in Copenhagen. And the idea of that day is to flow through the and over the police lines into the UN climate summit to create a people's summit, a true summit for climate justice, which is free from corporate and government lobbying.
And so when I first spoke to you about this some weeks ago, you didn't know what you were going to build. Can you tell us now what you have built?
So we have three prototypes. There's the modular prototype where anyone can become the bike block. So these modular units that go onto the bikes, made out of recycled bikes, because everything is going to be made out of old bikes. We're not going to buy any new materials. It's all about recycling what's already there. And there are thousands of old bikes in Copenhagen. And the other bit is the DDT, the double trouble, which is a kind of chariot bike made of high bikes and two high bikes that can be used for moving things, moving people, can be turned into something that can maybe get through fences and so on. And then we have what we're calling the machine, and that is going to be under wraps until we get to Copenhagen, that will be the machine.
You've got to give us a bit of a clue, surely.
We'll see when we get to Copenhagen. It's the third part of a beautiful trilogy.
In a container outside the Arnolfini on the Bristol harbour side, other members of the group are welding and grinding, sticking bits of bikes together. So what you've got here is just like two bikes on top of one another.
Yeah, that's what we got. We've spent a couple of days coming up with a prototype and then we've been welding and angle grinding them together to create the two double bikes. And the idea is to put them together and create the double treble, or the DDT.
So you're going to Copenhagen?
Potentially.
So you may be riding one of these. People ride this, do they?
We can. Oh, show me. I haven't got a camera. We could show you. But yeah, we've been riding over the past few days, and they ride really well.
And the whole thing worked.
We're not taking them to Copenhagen. We're going to be building. This is just a prototype, so we'll be building more in Copenhagen.
You've been getting your ideas together here. Then you'll go over there and.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
I'd never go on the bike.
Yeah. In the rain.
That's a bit wet, isn't it?
Oh.